yesterday, Simashin Ayin Sif Hay. The case of Achin Sha'ichlim Bevei Saviyim. That was Sif Hay. So remember, we said there's various ways of putting people together that they don't need an Eruv. Some of them are very strong, and then mamash don't need an Eruv. This was a case of they don't need an Eruv if they're the only ones. But if there's other people in the Chotzer they need, then they do have to join in the Eruv. Unless the Eruv is coming to one of their houses, so they all become a Ba'ash HaMnicham Eruv. That was Sif Hay. What type of people are we talking about? Let's just look at Sif Hay again. Hilkach, Misha Oichlen Beis, Vyosha Magav, Mechal Yosik, Hilkach, Achin Sha Oichlen, Bebeis Havim, Eina Moistrim. Second to the bottom line, we want. Im Noisen Lem Pras, Va Oichlen Bebeteim, then it says Oistrim, but only if there's other people. So we've got a Geder called Mekable Pras. Mekable Pras means people that are accepting a donation of food or of money. And then they become one. Now that extends in Sivov, we're going to learn now, not just to sons, but also to other people who have, should we say, a strong shaychus with the balabos. Sivov, Mishi Yeshloi Chamisha Noshim Vechamisha Avodim. So he has five wives, and each wife has a different house. Five servants. Mishabu says it doesn't have to be Eved, like Eved, Eved Kanani, Mishorus. And Mekablim Imenu Pras, they get a stipend, money, or food. They have their own kitchen, even, because they could be Mekabal food, like money. They're all doing on their own. The Chain even a Talmud. So the Gemara declares about, the Gemara brings a Machlokes Tanoim on Noshim or Avodim, which one is more likely to be called a proper Mekable Pras. Why is the Gemara clear about it? Why is it a Machlokes? Because you can't have a Mekable Pras, a friend of Mensch. It can't be a foreign person. The Din Mekable Pras is only Nigea if it's somebody who has a Shaychus, a Kuva. So then there's a Machlokes, Tanoim, on women, wives, and servants. And we Paskin Lekula on both of them. Okay. Wives, servants. And now we've got another one, the Gemara clears, and the Gemara says somebody else as well. V'chein Talmid ha-mekabel pras me-rabboi v'oichel be-beisoi. A Talmid, you have a few Talmidim, and they're living in this chotzer together. Eino moisim zeh zeh, im eini moim diyuim v'chotzer yemeim v'yoveh eslam. The same idea. They have this shaychus, which is enough if they're the only ones, or if the eruv comes to them, if the others, but if there's other people, they have to give. It doesn't help. And Yisratzi on the bottom, beginning on the other page, brings a shaila whether if the balabos who's giving them the money lives far away, not in the same chotzer. So all you have is these four avodim living together in four different houses in a chotzer. Do you also say the din that they're makusha? Or are they only makusha if the balabos lives with them? It's not to that, it's okay. It's okay, even if they're on their own.
Yeshiva.
Where's Nagel? It's Nagel and Mushalin, I think in Brisk Yeshiva, where the Rav used to give money to the thing to buy food. So in other yeshivas, he's not giving them food. It's on the gate. Normal yeshiva, if a monoshech, he gave them money, or all they took from the food from the main thing, and they ate it in their thing, a kind of grass. But he did not live in their deals. So it's toil on this bi'alocha, because if you hold like the chum, if you hold like it's a sofik and gitvot. So if you're like the Loshon Rashi, then it won't help you because the Shiva lived there and the Bochum lived elsewhere. But if you hold like the thing, then it doesn't matter. So then the Chora, they got from him food, even though they lived in separate houses. So that would be this din on Mekable Pras. But it has to be somebody, it could be a daughter, Aydem, straight claw, a wife, Evan. There has to be somebody that has a Shaychus. So then there's a Shaila, what happens if they pay for it? That means, let's say this Evan, Hitaka, is an eved, hitake is a thing, but besides that, he paid for it. So some say it doesn't matter, because really, isha is also paying for it, because they didn't, isha, tachas masi yodel, pashas, they shouldn't be paying. It's also pashat, if they're paying extra dafka for the food, if that's also. Some people say it has to be dafka mekabel chinam, like it says, mekabel pras, because mekabel chinam, that makes the kesha. It's straight clear, Talmud, it's lugaba. So if you have.
Kesha between who? Between the balabayas?
Between the balabayas and them, and mele them a kusha. Because they all belong to one balabais, so they're all makush. That is Sivov. Now Siv Zayin, which we've looked at before. Siv Zayin, asora batim ze lifnim mize, v'kulam oivrim mize leze. So we have a train, like a nowadays train, not like the old-fashioned train, because old-fashioned trains wouldn't be nege, because there was a carriage. There was a passageway. In each passageway, the thing, then you had the carriage of eight people each time.
So why
shouldn't there be mechayev thing? Why shouldn't there be mechayev eruv? If they eat there Shabbos, why not? If they don't, answer Shabbos, but why not?
If they don't eat in the dira,
it's not mokumlina. There you go. It's not mukamlina, so you have to know how it works. All right, yeah, achanama. It's still chayav. Yeah, it's not their mukamlina. It could be they don't ask it.
Mukamlina.
Misha'ichel bar kav yoshem gav mukamachel losu ikka. The beginning of sifei. Yeah. All right. So if we have a train and you can only get there's no other way in, only at the beginning. And they all have to go through each other to get to the end. So we said all the other houses become Beisha. So about they all become Beisha to the last one, they're not counted, they're ignored. They're not living in a house. Like Sif Aleph starts off that you only have to give in the Erev in Sif Aleph if you live in a house at least, even if it's not a house made for people, Beis HaTevim, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaBukah, but if you live in Beis HaAch, Sadrum, HaFeset, Shebechotzer, Ein Oysa B'nei HaChotzer. Except, here, because we're talking about not a Beis Shah in front of a Chotzer, we're talking about Beis Shah in front of houses, so therefore, Chotzer Beis Shah in front of that, the last one is called the Beis Shah de Yochid. So the last, second to last, and the last, need a Eruv. The rest don't need a Eruv at all. And this is even if there's other houses which are normal houses, those that are living along here do not need to give in the Erev. So the Mishabura. They're not allowed to carry into the other houses. So why do you call the second one? He's also a Beisha. Second, there it says, the first one is a house that nobody goes through. The second one is a Beisha that only one family goes through. That's why it's called a Beisha de Yochid. And if it's a house, it's still Chayev. Let me explain to you about Kim and Dahav Rab Beisha de Yochid. All the rest, they've already got two families going through, it's a Beisha and it's Potter. If you have a house which has two buildings, the Mishabur makes the opposite now, which you would have thought. That means, if I live in this house, and I have two little annexes on the back of my house and I rent them out, and the people that live in the annexes have to go through my house, I don't need Erev because I'm a Beisha. Maybe they need, but I don't need Erev because I'm a Beisha, so I don't need Erev. Now, we've got time. It's Negev later, a very wichtige machloikus, which is the bit of a deal here, which way. That means, there's a machloikus, Rashi and Tosfos, which Chaznish maybe is machu for Rashi, be aloha later, is by Emes Pastor's Lukula, like the Ri. Which is, if you have a chotzer house, so Negev, I tell you, if you have a whole house, and one of the house, one in the chotzer, you got five houses, and you have also there a house which is not used. Nobody lives there. A chuvah. Or they're not there. Are you allowed to carry? So nobody lives there. They don't ask on the rest of the town. The rest of the chotzer. But are you allowed to carry into that house? Are you allowed to carry it into that house? So Rashi holds, you're not allowed to carry it into that house. What? The house. So if you can't carry into, you can't carry into that house, they don't ask on the rest of the chutzah, but you can't carry into that house. The reals you can. If they're not here, they're not chayv to give an eruv, then they're not here. They're finished. It's not here. Rashi holds is a chilik. Tosfos doesn't hold of the chilik. Says the chilik's impossible. So is Rashi. And a chanami, nobody has to give an eruv because nobody lives there. So nobody's mocha machila. But the maisa, you don't have to carry into their house. And then there's a radio shining chazanish. Once you phone them up from, and you say, this fellow in London, you say, you know, you got an empty house here. I'd like to carry some things into your house sometimes. I know the lumber lock, just to keep things there once or twice. Can I use it? Say, I want to be machmel like Rashi. I tell you what, we'll make an eruv for you. It's also machlokas whether eruvin helps. Who said he can make an eruv for such a person? He's not here. But let's say without eruv. So, can McLaren here? This Beishah in Shatzir and the Mishabur is Mashma, that this Beishah has a similar din. That, let's say if they didn't make Erev. So we have in this train, and we say that these two people have to make Erev. Okay? These two people have to make Erev between themselves because the last two.
Yeah.
If they didn't make Erev, the Mishabur says they can't carry to each other, and they can't carry from there till there. Now these two people don't need to make Erev, they're just not non-existent. So someone to be medayik from here, as is mashma in Loshon Shatzion as well, is a raya that he's passing like Rashi, because this is a dilapidated house. There's no owner, there's nothing here. As though some people want to be medayik, which doesn't fit in with later the bi'alocha that he paskins that doesn't matter, chuv, you don't need to make it eruv. Chazanish says there's nothing to do with machlokes. Chazanish says it's nothing to do with it, and here, it's nothing to do with it. Anyway, here you can't carry into this house. Why? Because this is a beishah of these houses. So it's as if there's a garden in front which belongs to these two people. They have a right to walk through, don't they? So here, and of course you can't carry into this house because it's their garden. Forget the people. Here we're talking about this people, Kehila, that don't live here, so it makes it into a dilapidated house, a chuvah, where you got machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Chazanish says, it doesn't come in here. This is not that case. This is not called that case. What it is, possibly, is it is the chutz of these people, because they have a right to walk through, and that's why you shouldn't be allowed to carry it. Right. So it could be nisnigah sometimes, but we'll see it later. Sivches. Very wichtig alocha. Sivches. Hamisarech b'chotzer. A visitor. A visitor comes b'chotzer. So let's go back. Firstly, we had Eruv, four people in the chotzer, four houses, very simple house. And one of the houses is for short-term rental accommodation. Right? So every week you have somebody else here. We've got an Eruv between these three people, and on Shabbos we've got a new person there. Does he have to give in the Eruv or not? So obviously if we said at the beginning that we're going to include everybody that's going to come, like you do in a Shtotz Eruv, like we said before, from the Ritva, or if there's a Lev Bezdin Matzah, then it wouldn't be a problem. But we didn't say that. He gave a Matzah, he gave a Matzah, he gave a Matzah, it's lying over here, he doesn't need to give. Okay. Now this person turns up. Does he have to give in the Eruv or not? Or it could be in the Gevusid soon, in the holiday accommodation. We have. So the Val state though, he doesn't have to give if he's here less than 30 days. If less than 30 days, he's a visitor, forget him. Maybe Alocha speaks about, is it 30 or 31? How do you become a kavura? Do you become with 30 or with 31? That's not to be Alocha. El l'shloshim yoy. Right. Zog de mechabe hamisarech b'chotze. Afele nisarech b'bayis b'fnei atzmoy. Not talking about specially, he's like living in your house. He's got his own house. Emeloi nisarech derech kva. If he's not there bekvius, elosh l'shloshim yoy my pochus, eino isar b'nei achotze. He doesn't ask on the b'nei achotze. Be'ei hu v'heim mutorin, and they're totally mutter, be'im be'beisoy, be'im be'beisom. Here it says clearly, even in their house, even in his house. So you can have, let's say somebody owns a block of flats and he lives upstairs or he lives downstairs, and all the other flats he rents out short term, no eruv needed, because they're all bottled to the kavua, They're all visitors of the kavura. That's lemon shabura. Hamisarach b'chotzer afilo yadira b'schiris, even if they're paying. B'vayis b'fnei atzer shol chaviyoshim sham. They're totally separate. If they live with me, anyway, you don't need erev because you're in my house. No, you're in a separate house and you pay for it. But you're not there shloshim yom. But if you're isim shloshim yom, then you have to havada have erev, even if you're not paying. And even you have to start from the when you arrive. Even when you arrive, if you're going to know you're going to stay for 30 days, you're already now, the first week, already have to give an Eruv. This is all that this new person asks, if there was no Tanai at the beginning, to include newcomers. To be yosim shoshim masuyin dafke masach mokum shein kol mokum shesh kol ve esnei chotzeis be pesach kedalke in as potter gam bezeh the shtot used to make for the kol for everybody. Firstly, there's lev bezdim masin al kol adyum shi toisvu mekol mokum toy mok shesh yuridim. So there used to be these yuridim, these markets where people used to come to Leipzig and to all these places. Shugil and lo ve ochen hashay yosim shoshim yam. They even used to stay more than 30 days. Shugil no al kol befesh v'shol shoshim ha'erev di kol. So those that did live there, Bekvias, without these people used to come for the market even more than 30 days. So they ain't oisa. Otherwise, if less than 30 days, they don't oisa. Now, here's a very fine difference. Yes, oimrim. Shafilu rogel lovisham kamepom lisarech. Yes, mi shemachem zek koin lakem zim shenayet. That means, if this person is a visitor, maskim is a visitor, and he only comes for 10 days at a time, but he comes every few months. So Ken Zayin has got a din rogel. As it says, you look at a goy. Right, the exact thing we'll see about the goy. Some tell it to here, some don't. So we've got a visitor who it does not come for more than 30 days at a time, but he comes often, rogel. So he comes rogel. That's the nukuda. You see when we come to goy and sheim pei dalid. As the mishmur is mekel at the end, because even by goy it's a machloikas, and here zecher it's a machloikas, he's mekel. Olamar said that is what this mishmur brings. As a machloikas, rogel, what the din is. But we can't go away without learning the remot, even though they make the remot tomorrow, but we have to learn the remot today as well. Because the Ramah adds a very wichtiger thing here. Because according to that, you're going to tell me that if you go on holiday for 2 weeks, you don't need the Erev. Everyone's there only for 2 weeks, which is wrong. Why is it wrong? But Daf gets up the Ramah. Sorry. Vafilu ima olchem rabim balabayas echot at the Ramah. Even if there's a lot of olchem and one balabayas, how we say he owns only one house and the rest are all olchem, it's also counted. Obas at the Ramah vadafka ibideike balabayas echot kavua. The oz olchem etalim legabo. Avala olchem beyachad oisum zel zemiyat vein yudi amisarach anikam sushimedal. This thing is only when there is at least one kavua. But if there's nobody else kavua, they're all visitors, then you can't be bottled too. You're bottled too. The idea is you're bottled too to the kavua. There's no kavua. So if you have holiday comments and they're all only there for 1 week, it's all chai be'erev. Unless you'll be bottled to the goy, that's where you have to see shim beindal. We'll see later the thing. We won't see that today anymore. Aber deval. Otherwise, if he's got to see, yeah, we have a lot of Ethereum we've learned till now. We're talking about the mamash separate. Doesn't matter if there's a kavua. Then, if the nobody kavua oisrim, the kim of the leker can kavua and twelve lagaba and shava lebatim. Umayri, b'shoyis chotzer yichotzer yichidi. Aval kishne sauchu be'er is one chotzer. Sauchu be'er v'yashem oid chotzer shi'isro v'yasei v'tikim rosh kedin. B'teile hana ochem legaba shava lebatim kavua shabe'er de'er shasir b'tikim rosh kedin yichashir v'kulek chotzer achas. So the mishmur is like poshut. So if you would have a street, if you got erev in a whole town, and you've got one little street which is all visitors, and that doesn't matter because just like we said, a block of flats, they're all bottled to the owner who lives in that block of flats. Same, they're all bottled to the person that lives elsewhere because it's all one big eruv. Now the big shaila is, and be aloha ones if it's not one big eruv. What happens if there is a kavua in this? The chayodim's got a chiddush that even if there's a kavua not living with them. I'm a Jewish tradition. Murut afila ochem is alchem vebatim shein shaychem lehay balabayis kavur sheshem ele odemacha shein edarsham. Bein nochi ben Yisrael. Let's do that. We learn tomorrow. I just started. There's a person living there, but he is not their homeowner. So you have these four people. And Nopsha is that these people are renting it from him. These people are renting it from somebody else. But he is kavur. So it's also good. It's also bottled to him. But as we're concerned, he's a kibbutzik mensch. The chayodim is a shayla, even if he lives elsewhere. We'll see that tomorrow, but he needs it.